Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Welcome once again to our program today. We pray for a blessing to all who share in the meditation from our songs and the teaching of God's Word. We are so thankful to have the Bible to guide us in righteousness and for the opportunity to preach and teach the Word to others. Thank you for making Moments of Inspiration a part of your day.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him,
to praise him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me,
oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
The fall into sin by Adam and Eve began something new in God's relationship with mankind. Sin separated man from God. Because of the disobedience from the very beginning of man's sinful nature to this present time, God has been and still is calling people to Him. The call of God is to remove the separation made by sin. The gospel message is God's calling all people of every nation, from every generation, to come in faith, repentance, confession, and baptism, to have the remission of sins and begin walking in a new spiritual life. If any of our listeners today are wondering about God's calling you through the gospel of Jesus Christ, we invite you to contact us so that we might share more detailed scriptural studies about responding to God's call. Without doubt, the decision to believe in Jesus and obey His commands is the most important one that we make in our lifetime. Salvation is made possible because God is calling us to Himself. That call comes through Jesus Christ alone. He is the Savior for all. Jesus is the Redeemer who pays the cost of our sins. Our responsibility is to trust the Lord's provision for His grace to cover us through the sacrifice of Jesus. Faith in Jesus Christ must lead us to turn our lives to God. It begins by our confession of sin and the need for Jesus to be our Lord. Our submission to the waters of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ is an appeal to God for a clear conscience, having our sins washed away by the precious blood of Jesus. And so let me appeal to you, if you have not yet responded to God's calling you, carefully listen to the loving Father. Besides God's calling to save us from our sins through the gift of His Son Jesus, God calls His people to accomplish His will on earth. There are many examples of God calling people to do marvelous works for Him. He has called individuals to guide His people aright, to rebuke sin, and to make sacrifices to accomplish His will. Consider these examples. God called Noah when the world became so corrupt that he would cleanse the earth with a flood. He called Noah to save himself and his family. God gave Noah the task of building the ark to save the land animals and his family through that flood. Noah answered God's call by obeying the Lord's command and following His directions. God provided salvation from the flood waters for Noah and for his family. Abraham is another example of one who was called by God. The Genesis record tells of God calling Abraham to leave his family and to begin a journey to a new land with the promise that he would become the father of a great nation with descendants as numerous as the sand on the seashore. Abraham answered God's call, and he became the father of the nation of Israel. Once again, the call of God was answered by faith and obedience. Abraham believed God's word and the promises that He'd given. He acted upon that faith by following God's directions. And God, through Abraham, has blessed the world through the birth of Jesus Christ. Moses was also called to return to Egypt and lead the Israelites out of the land of Egypt and out of their bondage. 40 years earlier, Moses had fled Egypt, but now God calls him to return and accomplish the deliverance of the children of Abraham. And Moses obeyed God's command. He not only led the people from Egypt, but he also guided the people for those 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. God gave Moses the written law for the people and for the people to follow. Because Moses answered God's call, blessings flowed to so many. Well, time will not permit for me to mention others, such as the judges who served God by leading the people once they entered into the promised land, or the kings who were anointed over Israel, and all the many prophets whom God called to deliver His messages from time to time. Let me make these observations. First of all, God's calling will always separate His people from the unbelieving world. God has said, "Come out from them and be separate. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and daughters." That's 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. We then become God's chosen people, a royal nation, a holy priesthood, a people belonging to God. 2 Peter 2:9. With the light of God shining in our hearts, we become lights to the world, shining the truth of God through Jesus Christ, who is the true light of the world. The call of God leads us to be living sacrifices to the Lord. That's found in Romans 12:1-2. Such a sacrifice of service to God on earth will be the journey toward the heavenly reward God is calling. His love and His grace is calling for all of us to come to be his child, to be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ, be saved by his loving grace. And we pray that all who are listening will be hearing God's call and will answer.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Boom, boom, boom.
Great big wonderful God.
Wonderful God.
A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God.
We've got a great
big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God. A God who loves every one of us,
done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of his eye.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God.
Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble.
We're the apple of his eye.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
We've got a great big wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing
praises to the coming King. Great big wonderful God. A great big wonderful God.
A great big marvelous wonderful God.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.